All righty. Then joining us in the studio now, we have from Solace Crisis Treatment Center, Jess Clark, who is Supervisor of Education and Prevention. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, honey.
Good to see you again.
It's nice to see you again. I always love being here.
I love having you here. Well, you've got this new position here. You've been there for almost 6 months, I guess.
Since January.
And tell us a little bit about Solace Crisis Treatment Center and what you do specifically.
All right. Well, Solace Crisis Treatment Center is formerly known as the Santa Fe Rape Crisis and Trauma Treatment Center. And we changed our name because we can assist with all manner of crisis and trauma and not just sexual violence. Although that is where we're rooted. We've been around for over 45 years, I believe, a good long while. And what I do is I do education and prevention. So I go out into the schools and we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 programs. We have programs that go from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade, focused on child sexual abuse, sexual violence, oppression, all forms of oppression and homophobia. We have an immigrant program and a women's jewelry collective that is a really, truly amazing program.
Now, what is that?
The Women's Jewelry Collective is a collective of all immigrant women. I think over 60% of them are survivors. And they come together and make jewelry together and create community through making jewelry together, then sell that jewelry, and it goes into a pot, and whichever woman needs it the most at the time gets that money to assist in whatever, you know, daily struggles may come up.
What a great idea.
Cool program, right? It's great.
Is that a new program?
It's been around for about 3 years.
And you say you handle a lot of different types of trauma. What about bullying? Do you see a lot of that these days?
In the schools, yes. I deal with two of my programs deal with bullying specifically. One of them is PASA, which is Partners Against Sexual Assault. And we address harassment and sexual harassment. And of course, that goes hand in hand with bullying oftentimes. And then YODA, which is Youth Organizing Diversity for All. It's a program that used to be known as GLIF, Gay and Lesbian Youth Preventing Homophobia. We had to change the name some time ago due to an incident, but the program is still going strong. And I actually interned in that program when I was in high school and now get to help facilitate it and talk to youth about oppression and homophobia. And that's still such a huge, huge, huge problem in our schools.
Oh, I can imagine.
Huge problem.
And so you're in the schools a lot.
A lot. Yes. So we've seen since 2005, the entire education and prevention department has seen over 74,000 youth.
Really?
74,000 youth.
That's really sad.
That's just going into the schools. So that's a happy number. We're reaching all of these students. We're telling them about child sexual abuse. We're telling them that if something happens to them, that it's not their fault, that they need to tell someone. And if that person doesn't believe them, to keep telling. And we teach them, you know, steps to staying safe, what you can do if something happens. And then sometimes we see those kids in our family advocacy center after they've been through the program. And our family advocacy center is, we have the coalition for, oh wait, it's the Children's Advocacy Centers of New Mexico. We're a part of that coalition. And it's a part of a national organization. And children come in, it used to be called a safe house. And they sit and talk with our trained forensic interviewers. And they tell their story. So, you know, they don't have to talk to police officers where it might be scary for them. They come into our nice, beautiful building and play with toys and tell their story.
You guys do such an amazing job over there.
It's pretty amazing.
Well, this Saturday, rather, is going to be an event. It's the first annual Stop Child Abuse Fundraiser. And this is going to start at 9 o'clock Saturday morning going on till 2. And tell us a little bit about the day.
Well, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we have not done an event like this in quite a bit of time. And this is going to be a kickoff event that we're going to do every year and hopefully turn it into a fun run or something like that. But because we work with so many children, we decided to focus the event around child abuse because we work with so many children. I mean, just this year, we've seen 207 children in our Family Advocacy Center.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, so what kicks off the day's event?
Well, our police officers who work in the Crimes Against Children unit, they will be washing cars, which should be fun for everyone. And we will have some firemen and Sparky, the fire prevention mascot. There will be face painting. There will be music. There will be free haircuts for kids by Faith and Hair Salon. And that will be a great, and we'll have Frito pies and root beer floats and games for kids, and it should just be a good time.
And once again, it starts at 9 o'clock this Saturday morning, going on till 2, and it will be at Solace Crisis Treatment Center. Now, Valentine Way, where exactly is that?
It's right across from the Southside Library off of Country Club Road, so in between Jaguar Drive and Airport Road on Country Club. Right across from the Southside Library.
Okay, it's 6601 Valentine Way. That's where it's located. And of course, all donations are welcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All of our services are completely accessible to everyone, including walk-in clinical services. So we have short-term cognitive behavioral therapy, and folks can walk in, folks can make an appointment, and it is accessible to anyone regardless of financial situation. So we really run on grants, donations. The more donations, the better.
Great. And this is such a great cause. And I guess, Jess, if people want more information about Solace Crisis Treatment Center and the event, mm-hmm. they can probably go to the website?
Absolutely. www.findsolace, as in you're looking for, and then you find solace.org.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, thank you again. It's this Saturday, and you can find out more at the website. Jess Clark, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Honey Harris.